In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to your program, Approaches. And we will continue speaking about the hidden mystery. You know, all people have mysteries in their life. So God also have mystery. And God Himself was a mystery. And still, for many people, He is like a mystery. And this is the word of the Bible, the hidden mystery, revealed to us through the prophets and the apostles. So the Bible is the book of the hidden mystery. And we are the people having this hidden mystery revealed to us. And we are happy revealing this mystery to everybody. So as we were saying about St. Paul, who used this word many times in his letters, he once said, I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ to make all see what's the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, by this he's saying that this mystery was even for the angels and principalities. They could not see God because the Almighty God could never be seen even by the angels. But with the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, both the angels and the people could see God the incarnate. So now the hidden mystery revealed mainly for people and the church on earth, the people who know God now reveal this truth even to the heavenly powers. You know, Christ once asked his disciples, who do you say that I am? Because this is the hidden mystery. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So again, this word revelation, God revealed the truth of Christ Himself, the Son of God, the incarnate God. You know, blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. As you all know, the rock here stands for the truth revealed to Peter. The truth of the hidden mystery, the truth of our Lord and God, Savior Jesus Christ. This is the rock upon which the church is built. You know, St. Peter in his letter said, of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching. So this word searching about the hidden mystery. What or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, who was in them, was indicating when He testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that would follow. So, you know, the prophets, having the Holy Spirit early before the incarnation of our Lord, it's the Spirit of Christ Himself. So the Spirit revealed to them when and how God is coming to our land and why, what's He going to do for our salvation. And they, you know, revealed the hidden secret, the hidden mystery in a way. But the apostles who shared in the truth, who were the fellowship of this, they revealed it more and more to point at our Lord as the only Savior for our life. Again, St. Peter was saying to them, it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us. of this salvation to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit. So the prophets were telling the people, Christ is coming, and the apostles told the people, Christ came. So the hidden mystery is Christ became man for the salvation of all human nature, revealed by the prophets and the apostles. And now it's time to help in this revelation, to share in this proclamation of the secret of God being man for the redemption or for the salvation of everyone. You know, by using the word revelation, this means that not only by telling people the truth, there is kind of revelation by God Himself. We are speaking the truth, but we need to pray so the Holy Spirit may enlighten the mind of the one who is listening, opening his heart to receive this revelation. Because whatever we say can never enter the heart of anyone without the grace of God. Because this revelation is totally God's revelation. We need His grace in this. Again, this is eternal life. They may know you. Knowing God or revelation of the hidden mystery, it's not, you know, just 1 minute to know. It's a dynamic process. All life, one should understand God more and more. Moreover, it was written in the Gospel of St. John by the Lord Himself, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. So, just to say, I know God, it's not that simple, because it takes the whole life and moreover the eternal life. Again, the Lord said, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. So by understanding Christ, by knowing Him, by this revelation of the hidden mystery, we are upgraded to be not slaves, but, you know, friends of God. The last point I would mention, that St. Paul said in his last chapter in Colossians, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ. So in order to speak the mystery of Christ, we need prayers. We need God to open doors for us, so others may accept this mystery. For which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest, as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. So we need wisdom, we need prayer, we need opening doors, we need the grace of God to guide us in order to reveal this hidden mystery. Again, St. John said, He who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood, it's the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. You know, the Holy Spirit works in us to reveal the hidden mystery. And the power of the living water in baptism reveals the mystery. By being baptized in Christ, we know Christ. And the blood, by taking the holy blood of Christ, now we are sharing in His life and we are sharing His eternal life. So, again, this hidden mystery is one of the approaches to in order to help others to understand our Christian belief. that you can start by this kind of secret subject, and you are revealing the mystery of God with the grace of God. Glory to God. Amen.